any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true. We're thick. Our genetics are thick. The world is thick. The negativity is thick. If you tithe and give me a lot of money, I'll save your soul. Can you imagine all these little babies flopping around on limbo? Come on. The same as Johnny Johnson or Yanni Janssen. If I put my fist in, first, the nicest thing you can say is, please, when you're with someone who's death, dying, whatever, go home. Had one of these, I don't know what they are because I'm not technical, but it was some kind of meat. I always call it the wuffle dust, the marvelous good energy. Why don't we do that with our souls? That's what I was talking to you a little bit earlier about with the Bela Lugosi house. Every one of us came. My name is Sylvia Celeste Brown. I am a working psychic. I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into, orgies and everything else.
Where's my purse?
She finally said to me, "What is your motive?" And I said to her,
"The tunnel's crowded." That's when we have to go to the doctor and get pills. You know, that is such a crock. If you can't see anything, you're not going to be able to find your car when you leave here.
Repeated, 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 repeated was an imprint. If I put my fist in, you can release them yourself. If there is such a thing as a ghost, then the soul does survive. And that's why ghosts have always made headlines. I think that's why the movie Ghosts was such a sensation.
People say, oh, it must be wonderful to live with Sylvia. She just sits around and talks psychic all the time. I don't run into people writing me terrible letters saying, I think you're in league with the devil and you should be. No, I don't get that. You don't think that Einstein, you don't think Edison, they weren't psychic? That's why they called it sight. Because you could see. I lived in a haunted house once. Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true.
You might want to get into, let's say, ghost busting if you wanted to, is not to be corny.
Either that or I'll go over and hold it stiff for you.
Now, I've gotten into some positions, especially with Bela Lugosi, that weren't pleasant at all.
If I break a nail, their lives are over.
He had one of these, I don't know what they are because I'm not technical, but it was some kind of meter.
No.
It is not a ghost.
270 pounds, what are you going to do? Well, you know, forget it.
I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into, orgies and everything else.
Because a lot of times, if you're talky-talky-talky, they haven't made it.
All of life, everything that we have is like putty.
You don't do that in my room because I'll ask you what's wrong with your neck.
Why don't we do that with our souls?
She's one of these people that was like, believers walk around going...
Because at 68, I certainly don't have any horrible things wrong, and I've seen so many psychics. People just go down the drain.
Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
I don't want anybody to catch what I might have. I might have picked up something that I don't even know I have. I don't want anybody to have it.
I said to my guide once, are you solid?
Everyone in the world is psychic. My name is everyone. Sylvia is Celeste psychic. Brown. I am a working psychic.
The other side of the brain said, dummy. When you look at yourself in the mirror, naked, you begin to see life forms that you never saw before. Things that you never saw and don't want to see again. On one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a mean, hateful, nasty one that's going to send you forever to damnation because just you might have eaten meat on Friday and died on Saturday.
I don't go for the strange... weird, beaded doorways, falcon, whatever it might be, balls.
There is no limbo.
I put myself through every test there was, from being poked, prodded, went into trance, had five psychiatrists.
No.
The reports came back. And let me sum it up. Sylvia Brown is exceptionally normal.
Is that another God that made them?
If I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle, they can't do it.
I've been violated in some way.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. No.
You don't mean to tell me that a woman who's been married to a man for 35 years and he runs off with a 19-year-old, she's going to go, have a nice day. No.
We are beings.
Just take aim and do it. No.
Clairaudient means you can hear your guide. And that's not the most pleasant thing in the world because most people think you will hear it in a voice and you don't. You hear it sometimes, most of the time, like the chipmunks. It's a high chirping noise. Somebody could tell us that we were ugly, shut up. No.
My guide said to me that they do not have swords, they have long tubes with balls at each end that are green. And what they do is they put this wand on your affected area and it turns dark. They pull the illness out of you and then they go rinse it and come back.
We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
You're an idiot.
Everything is passing. It all passes.
Do you think Manson for one moment thinks he's wrong? Nah. by surviving this hellhole, where this, of course, is hell. There's no pit in the ground with somebody in a red suit running around. And then you wonder, on the other side, if they have drugs. It's always, but what if? But what if? But what if? But what if happens? You still. How many times could I say to you, another coat of paint, they would have had me, right? There might have been drugs or alcohol on the other side that made us write this stupid program that we wrote.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm double-jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor. Oh, my God, do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh, Lord God. They said, honk if you love Jesus. So I honked, and the guy gave me the finger. Whether I'm going to be a nun or whether I'm going to be a mother or, you know, if I'm going to be a salesperson, whatever I'm going to be, don't ever enter my body.
Hi, my name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine, that's crazy. I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. Our guides stand to the right of us. I don't know why they stand to the right of us, but they always stand to the right. They
not that Christ
never,
can't come.
Ever leave us.
Not that Christ can't come. People say, oh, people get like this, oh my God.
Now, I've had a lot of my clients say, oh my God, you mean when I'm in the bathroom or I'm... What are they going to see they haven't seen? What are they going to see? And what I always love to think about guides getting together and saying, if you think you've got it bad, come over here and look at what I'm dealing with.
In Amazon.com, they gave me 5 stars for my book, which was nice. One woman gave me 4 stars for the spirit guide book because she said, I got my spirit guide, now I can't get rid of him.
They are sentinel figures like rocks.
Hullabaloo.
Go to hell.
Saddam Hussein has cancer. Whoopee!
I didn't want that to play. I wanted to play Is That Heavy, but I don't know where it went. Oh, It's the Hard Knock Life. I can't see. I don't have my glasses on. I thought it said Is That Heavy. It said It's the Hard Knock Lipes. Sorry about all that. I had to do clips because, as you know, our dear friend, our being us, me, you, Cheryl. Oh, there's that fucking buzzing. Turn off the light, see if that helps. fucking halogen. Michelle Bachmann lights. Ugh, for dumped. I want to turn this hard drive off, but I'm afraid it'll crash my computer. Anyway, my name is Madge. That was, I know, too long of an introduction. It's like almost 15 minutes, I think. But Sylvia was in a lot of trouble, so I was going to the other side with her and trying to fix it up with Francine and Abby's mother. You know, apparently Abby wasn't on the other side. Abby, the lowest girl from the kidnapping, whatnot. But her mother died. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Sylvia didn't know she wasn't on the other side. She saw her in water. But the water was really her probably washing her hair. So, or maybe she went for, you know, because she was pregnant, maybe her water broke. Maybe that's why. Maybe it was her granddaughter that she saw in water. I don't know. But I'm really standing in solidarity with Sylvia Brown. She is a working psychic. She has falcon balls. Saddam Hussein has cancer. She's been violated in some way. We're all beans and wang doodle. Things like that. That's not her. This isn't her.
A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
I don't know what Sylvia would say regarding my buzzing, the buzzing of my microphone when it's pointed upwards. I think what it means is, in the other side, I get my own apartment or something, where I don't have to be in a basement that has horrible interference, electrical interference coming through from all the goddamn Michelle Bachmann hullabaloo. There was a nice article in America Blog about Lindsey Graham needing to come out of the closet. Apparently he's never been married and keeps making a big deal about how he doesn't make a big deal, but he's single, and it just says in Wikipedia he's single and never been married. So, and if you look at him, he looks like an old woman with jowls. It's the hard knock lives for us. As usual, here I sit. Not much to say. I can look at my list. Maybe I have some old items or something, but I can't think of a damn thing to say. I just wanted to keep in touch with my audience. Last time I did a solo gram, nobody commented. It must have been the shit that turned everyone off. I don't know. But listen, if you want me to do the shit, at least one fucking comment, for Christ's sake. God, on the blog I'm talking about, not Facebook. On the blog, yeastradio.com. God damn it, people. Please, just humor me. Anyway, let's see. Big Black and Bareback. Read that. Grand Central Terminal. Now, that was when I was in New York with Gristle Taird. Can't believe how fucking rich that goddamn North Upper East Side is. It's limousine after limousine. It's not just like normal limousine. It's like armored car, presidential style, you know, Koch Brothers limousine. I walked several times in front of David Koch's house, and I thought I'd see him, but I never did. I think he waits for everyone to be out of the way, and then he runs so, you know, nobody throws a pie at him or something. I wouldn't throw a pie at him, though. I'm not that brave. Let's see here. SBB Ebert montage. What? I don't understand. Okay. Yeah. I'm in the wrong grum for the list. I used the reminders thing. This is probably going to be really old items because I don't think I've been putting things on here like I should be for my solo grumps. Yeast topics. Google Reader closed. More echo chamber. Yeah, that sucks. Google Reader is going out of business like in a month or two, I think. July, maybe? I don't know. So Google Reader's closing, which is kind of like, it's big because it's like it's a very symbolic thing here for me because it's like it's the end of RSS in a major way. I mean, there's RSS in the background, but it's the end of user users using RSS. And what's bigger than that to me, it's a formal end to the paradigm shift of us picking what news sources we want from the internet into algorithms picking what news we get. So it's kind of a change the way I see it. Before the internet, we had editors, doctors, lawyers, psychics picking out news for us, journalists, some sort of editors, maybe propagandists, depending on what you're watching, whether it's Walter Cronkite and CBS or NBC or, whoever was Edmund Murrow, Edwin R., I don't know which, Amy Goodman, all these people, they she's a bad example because she's been through internet mostly, but, New York Times, all those sources of information came from editors. Okay, and then we went to the internet and we could get our own information, and RSS was for sort of the epitome of that, because we could pick our own information, pick our news sources and put them all together, and there they be, and sure, Google Reader and other readers might use an algorithm to sort of prioritize what you get to see, but basically you get to see what everything you pick. And so now that has slowly changed with the advent of Twitter. Not Twitter. I'm not going to leave Twitter to a later another thing. With Facebook, you have algorithms deciding what you get to see. I mean, at first you'd be on your Facebook and it shows you everything your friends post, period. Well, now it's changed so much for various reasons having to do with advertising and user experience and focus groups and whatever the fuck else. I don't really know why, but it shows you what it wants to show you based on complex algorithms. And basically the gist of this is that it shows you what it thinks you want to see in order to keep you on the site. And what most people want to see, according to the common or the conventional wisdom, is they want to see people that agree with them. They want to see their friends and stuff. They want to see opinions like theirs. They want to see like-minded opinions. They don't want to read, how Michelle Malcolm thinks, Obama is an asshole for Benghazi. I don't know. What else? Opposing opinions. They don't want to read about how healthcare is a disaster. Unless it's just an encapsulated, unless it's Rachel Maddow talking about, so-and-so's attack on healthcare, or the example I just gave of America Blog reporting that Lindsey Graham should prove his sexual status and whatnot. So you have my vagina which itches. No. Well, yeah. But, where was her with this? Lindsey Graham. And, so you have this echo chamber, which is basically people hearing what they want to hear. And this, to me, has contributed, and he talks about this with Raymond Christian Lotson a while back, but, what happens is you have a system resulting, which is polarized. So I think this is a big part of the reason why we have people on the left that think everybody thinks like they do, and you have people on the right thinking everybody thinks like they do. Because from where they're sitting, particularly if they're on social media like Facebook, then they see basically a bunch of people that they see a warped version of the world because they see what they want to see. They see people that agree with them. It's not accurate because they're not reading, for example, something with I won't say unbiased because nobody's unbiased, but that's been edited by someone who puts all points of view out there. Like newspapers generally have to put other points of view out there. And news from different, points of view. Maybe news that everybody would want to read, or different political persuasions might want to read. Instead of Facebook might only show you things you want to see. Like if you're only interested in entertainment news, it's not going to show you anything about the world. So this is, to me, what I don't like about the Facebooking and, of news and the decline of RSS. However, I think that Twitter is a different story. I don't know what director direction Twitter development is going. But I will say this, Trippin. What will I say? I forgot. No, I will say this. Twitter, at least the way it is now, allows me to do the same thing that RSS allowed me to do. Well, in the same way, not the same thing, but it shows me news sources, what I ask for, and it doesn't give me an algorithm to decide which what it shows me first. It just shows me the tweets from the Twitters I select in the order that they tweet, as far as I know. Now, if there's an algorithm that switches that around, I don't know about it. I would like to know about it if there is. But as far as I know, it just shows you the tweets from the people you are following, and that's it, in the order they tweet them. So that's a much less of an echo chamber. It's still an echo chamber in that you select, you pick. People get very confused. You pick which Twitterers and tweets you want to follow. And I'm sure probably most people pick things they want to know. But like myself, I do pick opposing points of view and conservatives and things like that to follow, because I just want to see what everybody's thinking. But at least it gives you the ability. With Facebook, that's very hard. The problem is, I think that is not as powerful as RSS. Maybe it is. I don't know. You know what bothers me about it is that it's I think it's mostly that it's proprietary, and Twitter owns that. You know, Twitter can change that whenever it wants. And I liked RSS because it was not proprietary. It was an open source technology that everybody used, just like the internet. So anyway, I just wanted to voice that opinion and check that off. Well, the assault weapons ban is a mess. So, yeah, I don't know what happened with that. I don't know if I can even discuss that. It's just, you know, ridiculous. Every day there's like another story of some kid shooting himself in the face. I don't think, for me, it's not about background checks. I think that's just bullshit. Background check wouldn't have done anything for, though I think we should have them. Since guns are legal, we should have at least background checks. You know, I mean, it's better than not having them, but, you know, I don't think it would have stopped Adam Lanza. I mean, his mother is the one that had the guns. She's the one that passed the background checks, even though everybody forgot that name already. Now it's all Boston Marathon until the next tragedy happens. You know, gets marketed to us with a big, you know, After Effects graphic. But I think guns need to just be, assault weapons need to be illegal. I think the Constitution has been misread. If you Google that, that amendment, whichever one it is, about the guns, it says, you know, that it's somewhat ambiguous, but to me it says, you know, America, you have the right to bear arms in order to have a militia. It seems to me that it's directed more at, well, whatever, I'm not legal, but just read it for yourself. Read it for yourself, the actual text on the internet. Read it for yourself and see what you think. But in any case, okay, so there has to be some compromise there. I get that. It's too polarized. You can't, you know, to say that guns can just be completely removed from this country, I don't feel is realistic. Assault weapons, though, which would be a huge fight to get banned, I think should be. I don't think we need them. You know, these people that are crazy, these Alex Jones fanatics with their military insurrection crap. I mean, what good are guns going to do? The government has much better weapons. You know, you can just follow that argument. If it doesn't say what kind of arms you should be able to bear, then where's your tank? You know, where's your chemical weapons? You know, the government, assault weapons don't mean shit. They can pull a tank and use those sound waves and bake you to death. You know, that's not going to fucking happen. That's just paranoia. Sorry. It is. You know, we have a lot of problems in this country. A lot of them. A lot of big problems. But the solution to our problems is not going to be assault weapons. The solution will be massive protests. That's what works. That's what changes governments. When everybody gets mad and screams at the palace, you know, that's the shit, you know, that does stuff. Yeah, you could have guns, but all that's going to do is make it extremely bloodier and or much bloodier, and much many more people are going to die. I mean, can you imagine if in Egypt all those people were armed and shooting guns at the guards? I mean, everybody would have gotten killed. And then Mubarak would still be in power because he'd be like, well, I have all these dead citizens now. I mean, think about it. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Who the fuck knows? All I know is I checked that one off. And I hear another goddamn buzzing. What the hell? Okay. Had it with the buzzing. Can't wait to get out of this fucking hole. I love the basement. I love living here. I just hate having to do programs in this fucking hole. What is this fish song? Discuss on Yeast Radio. Minority. I don't know what the fuck this is. Putting ring. Someone put my ring in my coffee at a restaurant. It was very embarrassing. My nice ring from whatever that Danish company is. Nice ring. It's Danish. George Jensen. He has to see my ring. And he put it in my coffee in a coffee shop where people were watching. Very embarrassing. Anyway, there's a fish song. Now I got to plug in this goddamn thing. Hold on. I'm going to plug in a wire. I'm going to plug in this wire and see why I played a fish song. Fish song. I don't know why. Oops. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to play the fish song. I put it on my note a million years ago. I don't know why. This would be it, I guess. Happy birthday to Aunt AIDS Vera, by the way. Aunt AIDS Vera. Not sure what this is. Why is it? Huh? I don't hear nothing. The fuck is this? How come it's not playing?
Operation.
That's not it.
Put on the sticks of yourself.
What?
Mom and Stu wants a rich man. That's today's weather report, lesbian war. Vibrators are weapons of mass destruction. The vibrator is a weapon of mass destruction. Turning women into men. The Vibrator Corporation. Tell them to stick to themselves.
This is the end by after this.
Make you weep. Spanish make you moan. Same doggone thing made me leave my home. But that smell like fish, baby. Good ass really wants to go. I mean, good ass really wants to go.
Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.